have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. Welcome, 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 welcome to another episode of the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, coming at you with another entry here today. So exciting to just turn on that microphone and start recording every morning, because this material that I share, it just lights me on fire. This is what I'm passionate about. This is what I'm called to do, to share, to lift, to inspire, to assist, to facilitate, to be a partner with you, to be a co-creator with you, to be an accountability partner, a coach, a mentor, whatever you want to call it, and just assist you on this positive path for living. I'm really getting into the material that I'm gathering right now and preparing for a talk I'll be doing this weekend. And I love the synchronicity of things that show up in our lives and things that show up and come across my desk for material for a talk, and how they line up, not intentionally, not deliberately, but they just are. I mean, that's life and living. That's what I call just living in that zone, living in that sweet spot. Excuse me. So this week, as I prepare this talk, and I'm talking about how we look at sin in the New Thought movement and what sin actually is. And that's not what this show is about, so I'm not going to get really deep into that. But so much of the material all says the exact same thing. And I'm talking from ancient scriptures and ancient writings to philosophers and philosophy teachings of all time. Sin is being off our center, being off our purpose. It's missing the mark. Sin is actually when we don't pursue our dreams, our goals, our aspiration, and our desires. That's a sin, because all these things are possible to us that we have a longing and discontent for, and they're in the form of a desire. They're all possible for our lives. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to desire them. We wouldn't be able to dream them. And yet, knowing that by law we can move into the experience of them, yet we don't, that's a sin. And I believe that wholeheartedly, absolutely. We all have this unlimited and infinite power and potential within us, and when we don't take a step in that direction to realize our dreams and our goals in our life, absolutely, that is a sin, a big sin, however you want to define it. So do an inventory. See where you are. This isn't about judgment, and this isn't about judging yourself, because we want to look at pursuing our dreams. That's what this show is all about. Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Realization of what we really are, these infinite beings, these infinite potential beings, these infinite possibility beings that can create. We know that everything that we see was created twice, first in our mind and then in the world of form. And that's how it is with our dreams. What is that big dream idea? What is that big goal idea? And then take that step. What I want to share today is something I call our North Stars. What are your North Stars? Do you have a North Star? What is a North Star? Well, if we do look for guidance from Scripture, we know North Star is something that the wise men followed, right? The wise men followed so they could experience the birth of baby Jesus. But let's look at all this metaphysically. The North Star, right? A North Star, a guiding light. So that's what I'm talking about, a guiding light in your life. Who followed that guiding light? Wise men, right? Let's just get correct here and say wise men and women, all right? So wise, if we are wise, if we are on the path of wisdom, moving wisdom into our experience or a realization of the wisdom that lies within us, we want to follow that North Star. To where? To the birth of the Christ. Now, we're not talking about a person. Christ is not the last name of Jesus here. Christ is a consciousness of this infinite potential we are, a consciousness of all the wisdom that ever is, was, and will be available to us, a consciousness of the love we are made of. All these things is the Christ consciousness. So don't get Christ, when I use the word Christ, confused with religiosity. It's a consciousness of mind. It's a transformative place that we go to in our mind to transform our lives. So that's what I'm talking about. So we think about this, a North Star guiding light. We need to have a guiding light in our life. If we were wise, if we would be wise, we would do this. It would be our seeking wisdom. That light would lead us to all wisdom because it leads us to that birth of that Christ consciousness or that higher self. That's what we're talking about. I have three that have always been my guiding lights. And I do, in fact, take them from Scripture, but you don't have to. They can be any other words or quotes or maybe even something that you wrote that is your guiding light that keeps you on track. These aren't affirmations. These aren't something that you want. These are just guides to keep you on the path, to keep you remembering who and what you are, to keep you remembering that you are made of strength, that you have all the faith inside of you that you'll ever need if you would only redirect it and tap into it, that you have power and you have wisdom available to you. So these guiding lights, these North Stars, are important to establish in your lives. And I have three of them, and I'll go through them real quickly because we don't have a whole bunch of time for me to really dive deep into all of them. But I want to tie one in with Think and Grow Rich, a quote that Napoleon Hill, well, actually a paragraph Napoleon Hill has in his book. My guiding lights are, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Other versions say, all these things will be added to you. And what are these things that will be added to you? Well, our desires, our aspiration, our dreams and goals, when we're seeking rightly, righteousness, right use of our mental faculties, right use of our God-given attributes, right use of our gifts. That's what righteousness is. Remember, we're looking at all this metaphysically, and we're looking at this as I'm sharing my guiding lights. So I seek first the kingdom, that realm of consciousness where all things are indeed possible, that realm of consciousness where infinite potential lives, where I can tap into it. All these things will be given to you as well when I go there, rather than from my limited human perspective that always says what? I can't. You're not good enough. That monkey chatter that keeps us tethered to our comfort zone, that keeps us tethered to, oh, I can't afford it. I don't have any money. Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, I don't have the time. Oh, maybe someday. When we have this North Star guiding us, it gets us out of that place that is not real. That's an illusion that we have tethered and ball and chained ourselves to. So that's why I love that one. The next is, I can do all things. This comes from, that first one was from Matthew 6:33, by the way, if you want to look that up. The next one is from Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, which strengthens me, however you want to say it. But again, let's look at the Christ, not from religiosity, maybe spiritually, but the Christ consciousness, again, is that realm that I just described a few moments ago. I can do all things from this place, and as if you can see me, I'm holding my hand like I'm holding a sphere in my hand. This is great for radio, for broadcasting, right? But anyway, I could do all things through this Christ consciousness, the things that strengthen me, the things that strengthen my resolve to accomplish my goals, my dreams, and desires, right? I can do all this through this place in consciousness. I necessarily can't do it from this mini-me place, this small-me place, this ego place, this personality place that always says I can't. This guiding light for me says I can do all things through this consciousness, which strengthens me. Whenever I go there, I am stronger because I know I have the infinite power of all that is right there within me, knowing that it's what I'm made of. I can do all things, accomplish all things, be, do, and have all things that are planted as seeds of desire within me. My third one comes from Luke 1:37. And again, these are North Stars. You don't have to take them for scripture. This isn't a show about religion. This is just words to live by, words that are your guiding light to keep you on track day in and day out. My third one from Luke 1:37 says, "For nothing is impossible with God." How about nothing is impossible with good? When my aim, my target is always good, when my target is always God-driven, when my target is always love, when my target is always wisdom, when my target is always truth, whenever my target is always being a person of increase, nothing is impossible. I can't fail. Even if it looks to the world as if I failed, I've learned something. I've gained something. There is wisdom gained in every apparent failure. So I love that one too. But I want to go back to the first one, seeking first the kingdom, because that's where we get our answers. I've always said when we talk about our big dream goals that we don't have to know how, right? Well, we get the how from this kingdom or this space in consciousness. We get this righteousness or right use of how to use what we have been given in this kingdom, in this realm of consciousness. This is our connection point with all that is infinite, all that is divine, all that is supreme, all that is all wisdom in this place. Now, I mentioned that I would go to Napoleon Hill's book, and Think and Grow Rich supports this. He says, "There is plenty of evidence to support the belief that the subconscious mind is the connecting link between the finite mind of man and infinite intelligence. It is the intermediary through which one may draw upon the forces of infinite intelligence at will. It alone contains the secret process by which mental impulses are modified and changed into their spiritual equivalent. It alone is the medium through which prayer may be transmitted to the source capable of answering prayer." Wow. Just think about this. There's no separation between the way that we're wired, between our spiritual nature, our divine nature. There's no separation between that and success and prosperity in our lives. Just rewind this again. I know I say it all the time. Rewind this and listen to it over and over and over again. That's how we make a change. By repetition. But think about that. We have within us the connecting point with all that is, all the wisdom that ever is, was, and will be is right there. Just close your eyes, get quiet, seek the kingdom, ask your question, knock, "Hello, I got a question," and then be quiet and listen. Listen. So I threw a lot at you today, really, really fast. But consider this. Take some time today. Write down some ideas. Shut everything off. Again, grab a pen and page. And think about what are your North Stars. If you don't have any, I really encourage you to develop some, to find some. Again, not an affirmation of something that you want, but an affirmation of what you are in truth to keep you on track day in and day out. Something that you can keep in front of you. Mine that I shared with you, I have on a bulletin board right next to my desk to my left, but they're committed to memory, and I bring them up often. Because let's face it, from our human perspective, some days we just don't have the days that we would consider ideal. Let's put it that way. Sometimes we just feel off center. But these North Stars, being the guide and light we look to, we breathe, and we say, ah, yes, that's where I feel good. Feeling good is feeling God. So we want to look to these North Stars as our guidance, as our direction, as our light along our lights, I should say, along our path, right? Because this is a journey, pursuing our dreams and our goals and success and prosperity in our lives. It's about the journey. It's about each next step. So we have these lights to guide us. Decide what yours are. You can change them, but I think if you find the ones that really resonate with you, you'll keep them, and they'll be your constant companion for a lifetime. But you have to find them for you. And you have to find those that resonate with all that you are, with your very soul, so you can follow your North Star. It's the wise thing to do to get to that place in consciousness where you'll find all the answers that you seek. This is Dr. Cause, Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Cosmina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency, wrapping it up today. I thank you so much for listening today. I thank you so much for tuning in and listening to these episodes. It's my pleasure to deliver them. I hope you enjoy them and get something out of them. Let me know. Leave me a comment. Reach out. Send me a note that you'd like to get together and talk one-on-one. We can do that on Skype, on the phone, in person, whatever you want to do. But reach out. And let me know. Let me know what your thoughts are. Again, this is Dr. Stephen Chagas, my name. You've been listening to the Genesis Frequency.